Driving through the foothills of the French Pyrenees, small attractive villages with dark stone houses and steep roofs dot the landscape. But Lasse, the village I'm heading to, really stands out. So I've just got out of my car and I'm on the main entrance into the village of Lasse, and there's an official looking sign in front of me with a coat of arms, and on the sign is written Principauté de Lasse, or the Principality of Lasse. And just behind I can see a blue cabin with Juan on it, which means customs point. And there's a checkpoint and a barrier, which at the moment is open, which means I can enter the village. Needless to say, all this is officially illegal.
The man behind the principality is Mayor Jacques Pedejonta. I catch up with him in his noisy office, where he's quick to show me a special passport. It looks real for Lasse's 140 full-time residents. The stunt is, of course, a cry for help, but he claims decision-makers in Paris have all but abandoned rural life.
You have Paris, the capital, and then there is the rest. France's rural landscape is completely ignored. My gesture is a cry for attention and to say, well, we are on our own, let's develop our village autonomously.
And the mayor appears to have influential support. The bishop of the nearby city of Bayonne has even agreed to become co-prince of the principality. His spokesman is priest Ludovic de Lander.
In principle, the bishop has given his go-ahead because he finds the project a little eccentric and fun, but also he wants to support the mayor's drive to develop his village in the heart of the countryside.
In France, just over 20% of people live in villages, and in the wake of the global COVID outbreak, there has been a surge of interest in rural living. Emmanuel Auriol from the Nobel Prize-winning Toulouse School of Economics says rural decision-makers should capitalise on the trend and use it to grow their communities.
They should make an effort to attract people from big cities that have income, large income, incentivize them to buy a house for vacation and so secondary house. And also they should try to encourage people that are retiring from big cities with a good steady income again to come and settle in this low density area. And actually this is what happened.
Welcome, come in.
Thank you. So what are you working on?
I'm working on a painting actually at the moment for a friend because it was her birthday. And it's a piece because she's always liked my work, so it's a bit of a surprise for her.
One woman who's taken the plunge is artist Kate Sparrow. She shows me her vast workspace in the centre of the village. She moved here a year ago from Hong Kong with her husband and three children and is clearly enjoying the benefits of country living.
When you've lived in a really busy, vibrant city like Hong Kong, and I love Hong Kong, it's nice to think about the simple things in life for us. Like we've been growing vegetables, and having a bit less money, but having more quality of life, which is what we decided we wanted.
But it's not just about enjoying life. It's about creating a sustainable existence for future generations.
Since I've moved here, I can really see that there's a need for young people who grow up here to be able to have opportunities in the future for a job. I think it's really important that people feel like the French government are investing in rural areas, and also that, you know, the arts and crafts and the tradition of these areas doesn't die.
That is music to the mayor's ears.
The idea is to explain that you can find a balance between your professional and family life here. In other words, happiness in a village of 140 people.
As I wander around Lasse's latest initiative, a Grand Prix track for wheelbarrow races, the passion Mayor Jacques Pedejonta feels for his town and autonomous rural living is clear. For the time being, the authorities are letting him grab attention, but he warns, like any self-respecting principality, he has a nuclear option ready, turning the village into a tax haven to attract businesses. They are not likely to find that so funny.